Train Hot Dog, a podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today we're going to be talking about Krampus, and is he real? And does he love all the good little children and bring them presents? Is Krampus Krampus? Swipe doesn't know Krampus, so I've got to add it because I'm going to be typing Krampus a lot. Krampus real. Saint Nicholas, known as Santa Claus in America and Father Christmas in Britain, is a benevolent figure who rewards good children, but his shadow companion Krampus is a frightening horned beast who punishes children when they misbehave. There we go. Is Krampus real? Four trivia facts about the mythical Christmas. Krampus Nacht. Oh, it's December 6th. It's already passed. All right, this podcast is really going to matter in 360... Krampus, a mythical Christmas demon, has been around for hundreds of years. Oh, there's a fucking movie. That's why people are talking about this. Alright. We're locked in now. I'm advertising for this movie now. Is Krampus, the creepy creature from the upcoming movie with the same name, real? It's a question some are asking after the spooky trailer. Yeah, why would... Alright. Whether Krampus is real depends on one's definition of real. It also depends on one's definition of Krampus. And it also depends on your definition of is. So, thanks for that that clarification. IBtimes.com. Those who are worried can rest easy. There's no physical proof that Krampus is a mythical creature. Krampus is as real as Santa Claus, though that's not to say the Christmas demon is in Hollywood conjured up with a team of everyone hit TV in the holiday season. While Tinseltown is probably banking on making money off the film, I cannot take credit for Krampus's creation. To learn more about the frightening demon, who knows, even noting your eyes, continue reading. Oh, they finally got to the facts. These are the four facts they promised us, because you have to have a number in your article. Krampus predates Christianity. That means he's older than Jesus. December 6th. Okay. This whole article is an ad for that movie, basically. And Google returns it before it returns the Wikipedia page. So that's nice. The real legend of Krampus is actually pretty terrifying. Pop Sugar. Is Krampus real? The real story behind Krampus, the Christmas demon. 10 fun facts, oh yeah. Who is Krampus, explaining the horrific Christmas devil? Is Krampus a real legend? That's the question. What does Krampus do? Is Krampus a comedy? Krampus is a demon. In Austro-Bavarian German-speaking Alpine folklore, Krampus is a horned anthropomorphic figure who, during the Christmas season, punishes children who have misbehaved, in contrast with St. Nicholas, who rewards the well-behaved with gifts. Regions in Austria feature similar figures, and more widely, Krampus is one of a number of companions of St. Nicholas in the regions of Europe. The origin of the figure is unclear. Some folklorists and anthropologists have postulated a pre-Christian origin for the figure. See Germanic paganism. In English, I don't know why I said that. Traditional purveys in such events such as the Krampus Loaf, Krampus Run. Young men dressed as Krampus participate in such events. Okay. In traditional parades and in such events as the Krampus Loaf, young men dressed as Krampus participate. That's one hell of a sentence. I'm spending the rest of this podcast figuring out who wrote that sentence and why. How do you look at the page history? Oh man, can you not do this on mobile, the mobile site? It definitely has that feel. You can't look at the page history in the mobile site.
Right. Yeah. Well, we save this whole thing for like, just like the,
Hello? I can go to the desktop site. View history, okay. Alright, there are over 500 edits. Let's look at the one... Oh man, 500 edits. Most of them in the past week, probably. This edit refers to the Compagiscus of St. Nicholas. The young men participate phrase actually was added in the past, like, 20 edits. I can totally do a binary search. In traditional parades and in such events as the Krampus Loaf, young men such as Krampus participate. That is such a bad sentence. I'm really pleased. Alright, I'm looking at December 8th, 3:22 a.m., December 8th, 4:24 a.m. Oh, it was between those two edits. 4:20 a.m. That's... Okay, that has it. 3:22, 3:55 a.m. It was the 4:20 edit by Beth's Wiki. It was automatically accepted according to whatever that means. What does that mean, automatically accepted? Okay, clicking on automatically accepted does not give you a definition of automatically accepted. How do you view the changes? I forget how you do that. There we go. Here's the before and after. Traditional parade, here's the before. Traditional parades in which young men dress as Krampus, such as the Krampus Loaf, occur annually in most Alpine towns. Here's the after. In traditional parades in such events, such as the Krampus Loaf, young men dressed as Krampus participate. That is an objectively worse sentence. Good job, Betts Wiki. I'm gonna look at, like, maybe Betts Wiki is a bot. Is there like a... Is there like a... a blog that I can read by this user? Okay, this user has, like, some emoji on their homepage. Sandbox text. Wikipedia, Wiki Project, Food and Drink Food Service Task Force. I can't find anything about Betts Wiki, so I'm just going to search Google for it. Betts Wiki. E. Go. user BetsWiki on Wikipedia. Betting strategy. That's exactly what I want. WikiWomb.com user BetsWiki. BetsWiki.com, SimilarSites.com, BetsWiki websites domain, BetsWiki about. Okay, that's a person whose name is BetsWiki. We found some domains looking at BetsWiki. This is nothing. There's nothing here about this person. We may never know why this user makes ridiculous edits that are terrible. Let's take a look at their next edit. They edited and they made a second edit. It was to... It was to... This is a... This edit does one thing. It changes in the sentence, Krampus is an evil man. It capitalizes is. That's the title of a pamphlet. Okay, that kind of makes sense. Although I'm pretty sure that's not the standard to capitalize an is in a title. And the next edit adds a paragraph about the movie. Yeah. Is there anything else by this person? I'm gonna click on their contribs button. Krampus. Alright, let's take a look at this person's edits to the history of West Virginia. Oh, they capitalized mines in the title, Accidents in Coal Mines. Okay, I was just going to say, this person just spends like... It's like a full-time job, but they actually only spend a couple hours every month. They just go on a rampage editing. They put something in the description. They just described it as copy edits. Young men dressed as Krampus participate. They just called it a copy edit. In this change to the Alexander Majors article, BetsWiki corrects the death place. According to this, Majors died in Missouri. Majors died in Chicago, Cook County, Illinois. And neither one has a citation. I'm going to look at their older contributions. Oh man, they edited awful. In June 2008, this person goes way back. Here's the before. Rocky Mountain oysters are a delicacy eaten in some western parts of the U.S. and Canada. After, Rocky Mountain oysters are a delicacy eaten in some cattle raising parts of the western U.S. and Canada. That's probably true. That's probably, I'm willing to give this person the benefit of the doubt and say that's probably a true correction and useful. More credits to Chris Constantino. He was a competitor on Iron Chef for Chris Constantino too. He was a competitor on The Next Iron Chef. Apparently the show was called The Next Iron Chef. I feel like I could really get to know Bets Wiki by the Wikipedia pages that he or she copy edits. Just, you know, just looking at the list of interests. Maple sugar, cuisine of the Maritimes. In 2008, this person added category food and drink to cuisine of the Maritimes. Jill Kintner. This person removed a bunch of periods from the external links section of the Jill Kintner page. Corrected the spelling of duel to duel. Yeah, all those bullet points used to have periods at the end of them, and apparently you're not supposed to. Jill Kintner is a cyclist. Native American cuisine. Eskimo pie. Animal husbandry. Cuisine of the Western United States. August 25th. Yeah, they were much more prolific back in 2008 and 2009. Village Earth, Maurice L. Albertson, Chris, more edits to Chris Cosentino, list of people from Colorado, W. Black or Black, White or White, what is that? What is this? Oh, they're editing the talk page, so we can read something in Bets Wiki's own voice. We seem to lack some lack of consistency. Black lowercase versus black uppercase, white lowercase versus white uppercase. Fixing it is beyond my capability. Can someone straighten this out? And they keep discussing this on the W.B. Dubois talk page. Oh, this person made a copy edit to the talk page, changing a period to a question mark. That's good. Philippine-American War. Somatostatin. Somatostatin. Pulsatin. Somatocrinin. Also known as growth hormone inhibiting hormone, or GHIH, is a peptide hormone that regulates the endocrine system and affects neurotransmission and cell proliferation via interaction with G protein coupled somatostatin receptors. So did this person do like copy edits to that? Yeah, removing a comma. So specific. Leonardo DiCaprio, Bill Wattenberg, Porter Rockwell, quaternary ammonium cation, cooking oil, lemming, sickle cell disease, Cartagena, Colombia, Village Earth, Stanley Clark, more Maurice L. Albertson. Bachelor's degree. Can I just undo There was an undo button on that 420 edit. Krampus. View history. Can I undo this? Yeah, I'm gonna hit undo here. Oh, this edit could not be undone due to conflicting intermediate edits. If you wish to undo the change, it must be done manually. That's really? That, all they changed was that one sentence. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe. Oh no, you know, it doesn't undo. Or rather, if there's more than one sentence changed. Young men dressed as Krampus participate. Oh my god, that sentence just still kills me. Alright, we're gonna have to end with that because here we are. I've checked from one to four.